the end of the parsha.
Lech lecha.
Lech lecha. We have parsha of Mila. There's a parsha of Mila. I'd like to talk today the inyan of Mila. Inyan of Mila. What is the yisod of the mitzvah of Mila? And as we're going to learn, Mila is not a one-time thing. Mila is something that a person has all his life. The Gemara says that when David HaMelech was in the Beis HaMerchatz, washing himself, so he was thinking, what mitzvah do I have when I'm in the Beis HaMerchatz? And he said, I have the mitzvah of Mila. So Mila is something that goes with the Jew wherever he goes. Now I have a Shaila Rabbeisai. He has Peyot also. There's a mitzvah of Peyot. But the only mitzvah is Mila. Other Mefarshim ask, Mezuzah. Maybe a Beis HaMerchatz didn't have a Mezuzah. Could be. But the house? Right, but the beard is this payoff. That's what I'm trying to say. So what is it about Mila, the mitzvah of Mila, which is considered
with you,
that it's with you wherever you go? Thank you so much, Koich. So let's discuss the mitzvah of Mila and how we're supposed to understand the mitzvah of Mila, the yisod of Mila. The mitzvah of Mila was told to Avraham Avinu. Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. It's interesting how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam introduces the mitzvah of Mila to Avraham Avinu. How does he introduce it? Says the Pasuk, Vayihi Avraham ben Tisha v'teish v'yera Hashem al Avraham v'yoymer Elov Ani Kel Shakai. I am Kel Shakai. Salech lefanai ve'yei tamim. What is this introduction, Ani Kel Shakai? And why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu use this Shem? This name. From all the names, he could say, Ani Hashem. Ani Elohim. Why Ani Kel Shakai? Why these words? Why this introduction?
What took I mean?
So we're going to have to say that before we understand why, we have to know what the word Shakai means. Shin Dalid Yud. What does it mean? So Rashi explains that what is Shakai? Ani hu shiyesh dai belukusi. There's enough in my Elohus l'chol beria, for every creature. Lefikach itzalech lefanai ve'ya lecha le'eloha ulepitaron. Interesting. Meaning that I'm not just a god of le'ela that's from the world. I could be even for the Adam Prati. I have tzimtzum. I'm able to mitzamtzem myself to every individual. Therefore, I tell you, Avraham itzalech lefanai. Ve'yetamim. Hashem, the Almighty, you know, you call him Almighty, the exhilarated one, the exalted, right? Le'eila mikol v'chatev, who can touch it? Who can get shaykh to it? You know, they say over a nice story, just to give you the mashal to understand the Rashi. Actually, it's not a story, but it's an interesting Rayon. Someone, Rosh Hashiva, was maspid my grandfather, Reb Shmuel Walkin. And he said that the ma'ala of my grandfather was that he didn't just do for Klal Yisrael, he did for Prat Yisrael just like he did for Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? He says many times, you're not gonna Rav Dua, He has no time. Why? He's busy with big things, Klal Yisrael. He's busy with Klal Yisrael. My grandfather understood that what makes up Klal Yisrael? All the pratim make up Klal. So he wasn't only Osek in Klal Yisrael, but he was Osek even in Prat, individual. Right? So you would say, Hashem is Osek in the world, in the Klal, the exalted. Therefore Hashem tells him, Ani Kel Shakai Prat. That I could be Shayach to the individual. Yeah? Yesh Dai Beluhuti Lachol Beria. לפיכך יתהלך לפניי ויהיה לך לאלוהה ולפתרון. So this is the introduction according to Rashi. Why he uses the word, the name Hashem Shakai as an introduction to the mitzvah of Mila. The Ramban explains Kel Shakai in a very interesting Mahalach. The Ramban says like this: Shnei Shemot Kol Echad Toyer La'atzmoy, Kel and Shakai. Pirish Kel is Takif. Hashem is Takif, and he brings the lashon from a pasuk. And what is Shakai? And then he brings Rashi: Sheyesh Dai Belokuti L'Chol Beria U'Beseif V'Mor Nevuchim. Pirish Harav Kiloyim She'en Etzar B'Metzias Mashenimta. Hashem doesn't need what's around in this world, v'lo b'kiyum mitziuto l'zulato, avu mitziuto taspik ba'atzma. His mitziut is enough, taspik. Hashem doesn't need anything. Avu mitziuto taspik, it's enough for itself. According to the Rambam, why is this the introduction to the parsha? Again, we're going to learn very big Kabbalistic things here now. But not because it's my fault. It's on the Pasuk, Rashi, Ramban, Rambam. Sounds like Dvarim Nistar, but it's not. It's the Pasuk of the Pasuk. You ready?
How's your back? Feel good? Yeah. I got it ready on Yom Kippur.
The introduction to Parashas Milah. Hashem introduces Mila to Avram, and he Kel Shakai. Why this name? And why this introduction? Rashi says, Avram Avinu could think, Hashem needs my Mila, that I should be Mekushar to him, he has the whole world. And the answer is, Yesh Dai Be'elukuti L'chol Beria. Hashem has enough of him to go around. In English is an expression. There's enough of him to go around. Dai lechol echad. He has enough to give everybody. So therefore, Avraham Avinu, yes, you prat. Not only he's the God of the Klal, but he's Shayach to the prat. Okay. Ramban says, wait a minute. Kel Shakai is two words. Kel Takif. And Shakai, either like Rashi or like the Rambam. Now let's read again the Rambam in Mar Nevuchim. She'ein oitzorach b'mitziut mashenimtza. Hashem does not need anything. What is daimi? Daimi Hashem has enough. Hashem has enough. You don't need nothing. Hashem needs the world. Hashem needs nothing. V'loi b'kiyam mitziuto lizulato. He doesn't have to come on to anybody to exist. Doesn't need to take his mitziut mimashu. Self-encompassing. You know what self-encompassing means? Shehu kayam le'atzmo, avul taspik mitziuto taspik ba'atzma. His mitziut is enough for existence of itself. I have a question. According to this, Rambam, so why is this the introduction? Ani Kel Shakai. This is who I am. I'm so great that. So what does that have to do with Mila? Then the Ramban brings down from the Sipur, from the Ebenezer, It's migzeidas shoydeid kiloima minatzeya umishoydeid marochas hashamayim. Hashem, the powers of the consolation of the world, everything is mikocho. That's shakai. Zeu anochi. Says the Ramban, I like this. This is the right pshat. Ki vi midas hagvura. It's trying to bring out that Hashem is. What it says that the Ramban, he brings the Ramban over there. Shehi midas hagvura. Hashem is ever so strong that the world revolves around His word. Says the Ramban. So then, why does Hashem tell him this now here as an introduction to Bilah? Why? She gabra mazali v'yoli. The year bris beinu ben zar le'olam. She echelik Hashem ubritzoyni anhige. V'loye tachs mamshalos kaych v'mas. It has nothing to do with the mila. It has to do with the haftacha that Hashem is going to give him by the mila. Tani kel shakai is not about the brit mila. It's about the haftacha. So according to Rashi, what's it about? It's about the talech lefanai. What's the mila? It's the talech lefanai v'yetamim. Why? Ani kel shakai. According to Ramban, what is it? Promise. I'm going to promise you're going to have children, but you're not bar mazal for it. And the answer is ani kel shakai. So it has nothing to do with the mila according to the Ramban. Rabbeinu Bechayim. Rabbeinu Bechaye also brings the Ramban, and then he says his own pshat. He says like this: Tam shehiskezeh Hashem b'mila shushakai takif b'shoyde. Okay. L'me'eshana moiliz yeah hum espas malosam v'yesh l'farish. No, maybe it has to do with the mitzvah, says Rabbi. It has to do with this mitzvah, Mila. Why? Shakai ends with a yud. Umitzuyer b'tavnis haguf linmoil hachosim b'oiz bris kodesh. Since the bris is the chatima, the signature of Hashem, Ois Brit Os Brit Kodesh. So therefore, we take the Yud, yeah, and we put it. V'ma'ot hazem misparsem es malosim shal Yisrael le'yosim nedolim mishar oivu kechav marei le'lei varei le'basar v'Yisrael shehem mitzat kel shakai. Is Kel Shakai. That's what it is. The Ma'ot HaZeh Nikra Adam Tomim. The Zeh She'omar Ve'yei Tomim.
You like
it? It's beautiful. How can it be beautiful if you don't understand one word I just said? I don't understand what I just said. I don't understand what I just said.
Shem Hashem Yud.
Yeah. And Klal Yisrael is? Kel Shakai. You knew this? I didn't know this.
You read now.
I read about it. I don't know what he's talking about. Could you imagine a person walks around saying, Ani Kel Shakai? And everybody's going, look, you mean the Pasuk? No, I'm talking about myself. So what? So, what, you think you're God? Yeah, it says. So Rabbeinu Bechaye says, Yisrael Shehem Mitzad Kel Shakai. V'mo'ot azen ikra adam tamim. So we take the Shakai and we choysim and we put it on ourselves in Bris Mila. Maybe this is a Kabbalah. Maybe we should learn it. Ulo kedushas habris as nixer v'nishem adam shem yud hey vav hey mimata lemalo the shem kedushas habris v'chein b'pasuk zeh. This is what this pasuk is saying. Tomim vavein zeh. You should understand this. Maybe he means vavein zeh. You better go understand this. I don't know. There's no way to understand this. You better work on it to understand this. Vavein zeh. Vavein zeh. Because Rabbeinu Bechaye understand this. I'm scaring the kids. Oh man, I'm sorry. Now this is how you get scared when Rabbi Wolkin says shit. Could you imagine the SS the Zay of Kabbalah Ta Torah? when Hashem was teaching Torah Misina, and he said, Anoichi Hashem Alaykecha. The Gemara says you have to teach Torah Beresa Subaseya. Give me a lollipop, I'll give it. Who has a lollipop? Okay, now. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? I'll regalach it. So it says, call it, you call it, regalach. Okay, let me tell you the pshat. I'm going to give you a lot to talk about. I'm going to, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, explain the Rambam. That according to the Rambam, that it's Hashem Kel Shakai, that his mitziut is self-containing, and he doesn't need l'shum zulat. How is this the introduction to Mila? What is that? Bishlam, according to Rashi, ani kel shakai is italech lefanai. Why do I need you to do Brit Mila?
Yes.
I'm king of the world. The Teretz says I'm shayach to the prat. According to the Ramban, it's to say, don't worry about me, be matich you, that you're 1,000 years old and you'll have a child. And your wife who's 100, don't worry about it. Ani kel shaka, I can do it. Yeshli kochot, to me mishane the whole bria. Yeah? According to Rabbeinu Bechaye, Yud and Kodesh and Hashem, yeah? Wow, and Arele Leiv, and the Guf, and the Tamnis, and Choysim, and Klal Yisrael's kel shaka, what's going on? Okay. So, Rabbi, let me tell you over an interesting Beis Halevi and the Malvim. Why am I telling it to you? It's not so nogea to what we're going to talk today, but you have to know the pshat. It's one of the most famous pshutoi pshatim that everybody says. Why Hashem said, Ani kel shakai? And the answer is, says Malbin, Bet Halevi, and others, Hashem wants you to make Brit Mila, telling you that you're not complete. You're not complete. Zayet Tamim means you will be complete if you make the Brit Mila. So now you're not complete. So the Arasha will ask, if Hashem wants that we should be complete, so why didn't He make us that way? You think Hashem created a davar, a shavur, a broken thing? How can it be Hashem created us incomplete? And that Hashem gives us veyetamim. You know, my grandfather used to say over in the Haggadah, a very nice pshat. Why? Hakeh et shinav of the Rasha. Why do we break the teeth of the Rasha? So it's a whole question of hakeh means to break, maybe hakeh means to knock off his words. Oh, so my grandfather used to say over the pshat, every year he would say it over. Arasha claims that if Hashem wanted me to be with a Brit Mila, if Hashem wanted me to be with Peot, if Hashem wanted me to be a certain, why didn't He make me be born that way? Obviously Hashem wanted to be an Arel because Hashem created me that way. So you know what we tell Him? Let's knock your teeth out. Why? Hashem created you without teeth also. If you really needed teeth, then the pshat is Hashem should have made me with teeth. So Haki Achina means this is the way we knock Him up. We knock Him up by telling Him, listen, you see, look at your teeth. Now the truth is that the maskilim used to say this about Brit Mila. This was a big thing about it. They used to come to the yeshivot. I know this as a historian. They used to come to the yeshivot, and they used to show that Brit Mila is not real. V'lacharaya, take a look. Hashem didn't want that we should be born with Brit Mila. Had He wanted we should be born with Brit Mila, He would have made us be born. Meila, Hashem comes and says, Ani kel shakai. What does Ani kel shakai mean? Ani kel shakai. I was the one who put a die to the world. I put a gvul to the world. And I said, continue. Right? How does it say? Yom Hashvi, Shavas, Lachta Yashem. What? What does Bar Lachis mean? The Farshim say Lachis means that man was given the ability to be Lachis. Hashem gave a koyach, an ability in the world, Lachis, that we could create. Could you imagine now we create electricity and that someone's going to say, I mean, if Hashem wants electricity, he should have made it from Bria to Olam. And the Teretz is, Hashem gave the koyach in the person to be able to create. Misha Omar Lo Ilom Lo Dai means, Shaddai comes from Misha Omar Lo Ilom Lo Dai. Hashem said, stop. Which means he gave Adkan, and the rest, I want you to be Masha. I want you to continue. Why? So I once said Pshat. I'll tell you Pshat. Hashem wants a person to know Achrayus, that it's in his hands to make or break the world. Achrayus. Hashem says to him, I'm giving you the world in your hands. Lasses.
No, it's nothing.
Adam Arishan, before he went into Gan Eden, you know what Hashem told him? Re'u, see to it, Shaloi to Kalkulu as they love.
What?
See to it that you don't destroy my world. Hadam yesh lo takoch o lachriv et olam o livnot olam. Asher bara Elokim lasos, that he created the koyach of lasos. Said the Beit Halevi, Misha ma lo ilam dai. So therefore he gives the mila tashlim veyei tamim. Fix it. There's in your hands to be mashlim the bria, to be mashlim et Adam. And what's the lesson? The lesson is gam b'midot u'bashkafa. A person born per Adam. It's your job to do what? To create yourself, to be mashlim, to be mitaken, to be bonet atzmecha, v'lo laharos et atzmecha. Not to destroy yourself.
Some people are born
What?
Some people are born with a destroyer.
We'll discuss that after the shir if you'd like. It's not so simple. Very few people are born that way. What you think is called nolad mol, the person says a joke. It's not true. That's a hyperspadias. It's something completely different. I'll discuss it with you right after the shir. Moshe Rabbeinu.
Shame was.
Two people in the world with Nailat.
What do you mean? But Hashem is not okay. Working now?
This is a discussion for later. Hashem's not working? No. This is a discussion for a seminar. I can't continue now on the holoch yelech of this topic because we have to get down to Mila. The point that I had to tell it to you because in Shemayim they would come over to me and say, yeah? And the answer is, I taught it to you. I taught you this Beit Halevi. I had to teach you this Beit Halevi, this Malbim, because this is the pshat that. Universal. Misha amar le'olam die. Hashem who said to the world, die, you have to complete it. How do you complete it? You complete it by the heyei tamim, make brit mila, do the right things, fix the world. And I'm just being masbir to you in the Beit HaLevi, this Hosafa, that Hashem gave the koyach for a person, o livnot olam, o la'os. So what does Hashem say to you? Rushala to calculus I love. The hayisod mizah and the musa from this is tivnet atzlicha midot hashkafa. Person has to build. Has to build himself. It's in your hands to make or break yourself. Okay. Lania daiti. There's a different pshat. Lania daiti. There's a different pshat in why Hashem uses. Shakai. And with this I'm going to explain the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Bechai. Shakai, that Hashem is full encompassing. And Tzarich Lezulat, you hear? What's the Lashon? Avul Mitziyoto Taspik Ba'atzma. What does that mean? Ani Kel Shakai. And the second thing I'm going to explain is the Rabbeinu Bechai, that Klal Yisrael represents Shakai. And therefore the Yud of Shakai is the Brit Kodesh. What is this all about? Okay. I want to be Magdim Kama Ha'orot. A few questions. It says Ve'etna Bris Beini Ubeincha. It says this as one of the haftachot, one of the promises of the Brit. What is it? It says Vani Ve'etna Pasuk Beis Ve'etna Brisi Beini Ubeincha Ve'ar Be'oischa B'me'oid Me'oid. Says Rashi, which bris is Hashem going to give Beini Ubeincha? Bris Shel Ahava. Yeah, the bris of love. And also Hashem is going to give, says Rashi, Bris Aret. That what? Lo Yerisha L'chal Yidei Mitzvah. That through the Bris Mila, what do you have? Eretz Yisrael. For Rashi, that because of Bris Mila, you have Eretz Yisrael. Why is Eretz Yisrael talu in Brit Mila? Why is this the way to be koine Eretz Yisrael? You're getting Eretz Yisrael because of Brit Mar Kesher. But this mitzvah, more than any other mitzvah, why Brit Mila? Al yidei mitzvah zu Adam mikabel hayudim morishim et Eretz Yisrael. Why? What's the shaykh? Now I want to tell you a little bit more. Few more hagdamot to clarify, how do I say it, to bring light to the sugya. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Omer Aleph says, Kol mitzvah shekiblu Yisrael layin besimcha adayin mikayimin oisa besimcha. You know, Klal Yisrael, every Jew has a bris. Every Jew. The farthest Jew kemat, bris mila, right? They have what? Bris Mila and Bar Mitzvah and Bat Mitzvah. Right? The Bris Mila they have. No, for the men. The men also have Bat Mitzvah. The boys get Bat Mitzvah also. Okay, but whatever it is, Bris Mila they have. Why? It has to do with this Gemara statement. The Farshim call Mitzvah Shekiblu Aleihem Besimcha Adayin. They came and Oisa Besimcha. Kigai Mitzvah Smilu Dechsiv Sos Onoichi Al Imrosech. So I want to ask two questions. Question number one, Ma'u kol ha-simcha b'brit mila? Why is brit mila sosa in sosa noichi? Sosa noichi alim rosecha. Sosa in the simcha. So we can come and say that the mala of brit mila is that it makes a person a yid. Through this he becomes a yid. The name of this mitzvah is Sos, Simcha, Shayach to the fact that he's a Jew now. Identity. The Kliyakar speaks that a Jew is only with the Bris Mila, Yud, right? The Rabbeinu Bechaya, the Yud, the Ayid is only Hayudi, Yud, Shayach le Oit Brit Kodesh, Rabbeinu Bechaya, Achshav la Magnu, Lusnei he got him. Before you came, right? A Jew needs a Brit. I told you over the story. Remember, I told you over that there was a Jew in the concentration camp. So he lost one of his children. I never told you the Maisa. Sure, I told you. There was a Jew that from the concentration camp. He died by my father. Died by my father. He was a simple Jew, and he even was mechalel Shabbat for work. When he came from Russia, he couldn't be Omid bin Isayan. He used to go to work before Shachrit Shabbos. And, yeah. And then he would come to Shachris. He would work early in his store. He would open up his store early. But what he used to do, he used to take the train, because he used to think, I'm not being Chalel Shabbat if I take the train. He would open up the key. He would have a worker working. It wasn't... Maybe he got it. He cut the corners of Mechalel Shabbat. He definitely wasn't Shoyim Shabbos. Okay, and Afal Pike, everything else he did, all the mitzvot and everything. He came to shul. Lamasa got sick. He had a very small family. He died suddenly, you know, without anybody knowing. No kfur. They didn't have a place to bury him. So my father and mother went to find a place to bury him. My father was his rav, you know. Right here, it happened 2-3 years ago. It happened. Kids said they couldn't find the place. They found one place next to a certain gadol, tzaddik. Why? Because there was a corner place, there was only room for one. And nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted it. So the question was, maybe for him it's good. Maybe for him it's good. What happened was, the Chevra Kadisha asked my father, was he a Shema Shabbos? I'm not going to bury a Mechalel Shabbat next to a Tzaddik, you know, it doesn't, you know. So my father didn't know what to do, because the truth was, he was a Mechalel Shabbat, but at the same time, he was, I mean, he was a pretty good Jew, that was just one problem, he was a Mechalel Shabbos, and Mechalel Shabbos is not a Jew, so it's a very big problem, right? Kitzer, my father thought, and he said, you know what, bury him there on my achrayot. I want you to bury him. And at the Levaya, my father explained why, and he said, I want to tell you about this person. He was in a concentration camp. And this story, my father said, he himself told me. Well, what did he tell me? His first son died Machmat Mila. His first son died Machmat Mila. Because of Mila. His son died from it. His first boy died
from
it. His second one, when he was born in Kasha. He didn't even know who to give to do Brit Mila. There was no Moel. Who's gonna do the Brit Mila? How are they gonna do the Brit Mila? So the father went and he started asking, is anybody who could do Brit Mila, maybe with a rock or with a regular pocket knife or something? And he found someone that said he would do it. So he brought in the child and he said, Fayidish mein kind. Fayidish mein kind means make my kid a Jew. Make my child a Jew. Knowing the sakana that's involved, fearing they might lose this child, and there wasn't a normal Brit Mila, it wasn't like today we have antiseptic and take a stone. But what, my son has to be Jewish. Fayidish mein zun, fayidish mein kin means make him Jewish. The father said, this chus is why he's being buried next to his son. I don't know Shabbos. That's he'll deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he gets to the Shemayim. But this is the schus that he has. And kachab. You hear?
Second one.
No. Fayidish. What does that mean? A Jew becomes a Jew with a Brit Mila. Everybody in Europe, that was the expression in Europe. Fayidish mein kind. Kid is a Jew with a Brit Mila. So maybe because of that, hasimcha. Yes, harbe simcha. Brit Mila. Maybe. But I'm going to say a different pshat, and I'll tell you why. Sos anoichi al... Why is imratecha Brit Mila? Imratecha means Hashem's commandment. So Hashem commanded us tagad mitzvahs. Why is... It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Sos anoichi al imratecha. So you're a Goyin, you're an Eloi, so tell me, you know? What is imratecha? Imratecha just means your words. Why is Sasa Noichi Alimratecha going on Brit Mila? So Rashi in Masechet Shabbat gives an explanation. And he says, Imratecha, one. What about Imrot Techa? Many. Right? Hashem gave 613 Imrot. And the answer is there's one which was Kaidim to all the others. Brit Mila came before Tehillat Mitzvah. Hashem gave it as an Imra. Hashem was Mitzaveh, Avraham Avinu. Ah, wait a second. What's with Purvu? What's with Shabbos? The Mefarshim ask these questions. But this is how Rashi learns. Rashi learns, Imratecha, Amira, Yechida, Lifnei Matan Torah. One thing Hashem gave us by Amira. Not so much like Matan Torah, which maybe he gave again afterwards. It's a whole Shaila if the Pshat and Bris Milu is because of Aram Avinu or because Nacham al Otam, Batorah, Tayag Mitzvah, Nitna Misinai. There's a big question in Rishayim about this. But one thing, Vishub, Lifnei Ayalano Amira, there was an Amira to do what? Brit Mila. Sasanoichi Alim Rosach. I want to say a different pshat. Mutali lakid mashu achel? Mutali. I want you to know how far it goes. The Gaon, Mivilna explains, the Gaon explains that sos, what's the lashon of sos? Sos means not so much besimcha. Simcha is much more, says the Goyim. Why sus? Because it hurts. The baby's in pain.
Father's in pain.
The father's in pain, Chazal say, right?
Mother
sus. Sus anoichi alim rasecha. A little bit. That's why it's Brit Mila. No, the Goyim? All right. I'm going to say a little different. You ready? If it's going on happiness of a mitzvah, so why are you giving a mashal kimaitse shalom? Just say, Sasanaychi alim rasecha. I need a mashal kimaitse shalom rav. Shmatzechim mashal. Sas, adam sameach, ma. Here, does it say, kol sason v'kol simcha kimon motzi shalom rav? Does it say that? No, mo sason v'simcha. Why does he need a dimyon? Kim motze shalal ho. And I have another question for you. He should have been more happy than kim motze shalal ho. Could you imagine a tzaddik says, you know, I'm just as happy to do a mitzvah as if I would win money. You know what you should say? You should be more happy than that. If you're a tzaddik and it's sason oichi, he should have said, yoter kim motze shalal ho. Why does he say kim motze shalal ho? You like the question? It bothered me for a while.
According to the
guy, it's good, but then there would be a puzzle. But there would be with no reason for a puzzle. Lagid shani became ksav kimoitzi shalom. So what's the puzzle? Now what's it? Tashmei tashela kimoitzi shalom. Tagid, you tell me moitzi shalom. Kimoitzi adam shulayev kesef. Yes, kaze adam. I don't know. The Gemara says. Yes, Adam She'en. I mean, they say Rebbe didn't care about his money, huh? Was there such a thing in the Adam She? The Gemara says, "Va'afta Hashem lekech b'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecho v'chol meidecha." Omer Gemara b'chol meidecha. Yes, Adam She'memono chaviv alav migufo. Yes, Adam She'gufo mechuvav alav mimemono. Haim yesh adam shebichlal lo mechuvav eslo kesef? I don't know. I'm close to it. I mean, people who know me. I'm not so into the... But to come and say that I wouldn't feel good at all, kemoitzi shalom rav, I don't know. He should have said, yoter mi motzei shalom rav. Haim yesh kaze adam? Yesh kaze adam? Shebichlal lo chovev kesef? The Gemara says on the pasuk, "Sine betzash is sine, memainam bedin." They don't like to have their money if it comes through a din, through a court case. Lama lo katuv sone memonam. Period. No such thing. That's probably what it is. There can't be such a thing. Afilu Yaakov Avinu, he worked for Oisher. You see, Avram Avinu got Oisher. So why did they come and say, "I don't want it. I need my ass. I need look." That's it. I mean, you have to. I need stam echor mitzem. I want to broaden your thought. Kimai say shalom rab. Why doesn't it say your tef? Kimai say shalom rab. Good question. Okay, I'll tell you what I think the pshat is. What is the yisoid of mitzvah smila? So we saw from the Rabbeinu B'chaya and the Kliyaka, they all speak la'asir or la'talev la'yedezeh. It takes away the ta'ava. The Rambam in Nevuchim says it takes away the ta'ivas hamishkal. You don't have ta'iva for arayot so much. The Rambam in Nevuchim, the Brit Mila makes it, you shouldn't have such ta'iva for arayot. Mefarshim explain it's not only ta'ivas arayot, everything, anything. Or according to the Klayakar, it's any Arla Salev. It takes away all the Tavot. It curbs the Tava. You know, a guy runs after Olam Haza. Tell a guy that he should curb his Olam Haza. You know what he thinks to you? Then why am I living? What's the point of life? What am I doing here? No, explain a guy. Hey, talk to a guy and tell a guy, you know, don't go to beer and then ball game and then golf and then chreiswas and women and then movies. So he looks at you, so b'shulmali chayim. What's the point? I mean, what do I have for the whole thing? A Yehudi somehow finds tachli tachayim without all this. You know, some of the most happiest people are the people that have nothing. The Mishnah tells us, right? Ubatoira to Omel. Ashrecha by Mazah. Toyla by Mazah. Happy. Mushar. Ashrecha. Yeah? The Teretz is Rabbi Isai. Ayid has a Mila which was Chotech, the Orla Talev. So therefore his Ta'anub doesn't have to come from Ta'avot. Masha'en Ken, a guy that has Orla Talev, the only Sipuk that he has is from the Tanug Ya'ilam Hazeh. Lamaseh, does a person who runs after Ilam Hazeh have Tanug? Does he taka bimimale Ta'anugav v'ta'avotav? Never. You know where that comes from? Misha Amar la'ilam dad. That's what I hold. Hashem gave a gvul to the world. There's a stop. How much ice cream and steak could you eat? There's a gvul. How many vacations could you go on? There's a gvul. At a certain point, you get sick of it. You get sick of it, right? That's Misha Amar la'ilam dai. Kel Shakai means Hashem gave gvulim to Inyani Olam Hazeh. Ruchnis is not that way. Ruchnis grows miyoyim liyoyim, it goes. There's no end. End sof. There's no end. You see tzaddikim, more and more Torah and more. You know, I was thinking to myself, here, Rabbi Yashiv. You know Rabbi Yashiv? Here, Rabbi Yashiv. They sit and learn with such hatmada. They get tired of it. How come they don't get tired of it? And the Hatma, you know how old Rabbi Yashiv is? You know, 96. Someone told me that he knows family members. It's 101 years old. They learn about Tumadir Rabbi. 101. I want to see which guy at 101 is still running after his titles. I want to know. I don't know. By 101, that if he's already that old, he's probably thinking to himself, "What do I need it for?" Amashu. Spent whatever he spent his whole life on, he stops at that. 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 already. He sits, he wants to sit in a rocking chair. That's all he wants. Mashen came. Tzadikim kol mashen ezaknin. Daitom es yashavas. More and more and more. Let's go more Torah. More. Pili play. Why? Because by Taiva, it's Misha Amal Olam Dai. There's a gvul. How much Olam Hazeh could there be? Mashen Ken a Yehudi, a Yid, who's Isaac in Ruchnius, there's no Dai. You know the guy, because he's not happy with the Taiva, because at a certain point, he goes for the next thing, and he looks for more Chidush and more Chidush. The Taiva of Arayis, right? How much arayas he has? Every day, 10. Okay, good. So you get sick of it, right? And then you start thinking, maybe if you go with men, it gets better. Right? You start thinking, maybe children. Right? You try to find, maybe with behemoths. Right? It's all, no behemoths, that's where it comes from.
They're getting crazy.
They're trying to search. Ech lemalot ha-tava va-tava lo nitmale. It doesn't work. Because there's a glue. You ate, finished. But they weren't taught that you ate, finished. If you eat, and then you try to find a candy bar that's sweeter, and then you try to find an ice cream store, and then you... So maybe they're trained that you always search. I have a house, I need a bigger house. I have a car, I need a bigger car. A van, a truck, an airplane. Yes, Sof. That's the idea. Oh.
What about learning how...
How does a Jew find sasain? How does a Jew find sasain? Mila helps that it should be sasain neichi alim rasech. That's the pshat. It's not sasain neichi alim rasech, shamila zayin rasech. Hamila, or said, the Mila makes that the Jew should be sasain neichi. Take a guy. You know, the Gemara says, Chachma bagoyim tamin, Torah bagoyim al tamin. I know guy to learn Bible.
Holy Bible.
They learn what?
Holy Bible.
They learn Bible. They learn the Bible. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. I know preachers that say nice Torah. They say very nice. Very, very nice. You ever saw the preachers of Pshat and Adam and then Eve and Abraham? And Abraham was like this and Cain and Samson, right? They're beautiful, yeah?
Stadium with 100,000 people.
Billy Graham.
I met to the Lord. I have to have an intelligent odd nikuda. Torah, betur chokma yeshlem. Torah betur sipu kachayim, shezeh hachayim shel adam en lehem. What's a Jew? A Jew is a ben Torah. He lives like that. That's his whole mahut. You know, how many years could a person live running after a lulav and asking that it should be beautiful for sukkah? Thinking about it, every year they say a sukkah, they say a lulav mitamesik mitasukkah and it should be beautiful and hadar. And the answer is, a Jew could do it all his life. Because the Torah is his life. The Torah is his life. And because the Torah is his life, Memela, he's able to do it. That's Chaim. We're going to sort of show you where I got this from. But the point is, Sasa Noichi, Alim Rasechas, Al Yideh HaMila. The Mila makes, like the Kleyokor and the Rambam says, it makes a chituch. It's meisir orla saguf, which is meisir orla saleh. When there's no orla saleh, then a person could be asrecha v'toivloch when he learns Torah, even though it's kachi. A guy can't learn Torah because kachi darkish al Torah pasmel. He'll never be happy with pasmel toicha. A guy could never have pas b'melech toichel mayim amsura tish teval oritz tishon. It can't be. Because his orlas halev gives him only sipuk from oilam hazeh. The tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham, can sipuk from what, Rabbi Yisai? From his Torah. This is darkishal Torah, memela mila makes sasa noichi al imro secho. Sasa noichi. You like it? In the core of my mahut, I believe this is the emet of the pshat. I feel with every fiber of my neshama that I'm telling the real pshat. Mila, al yideh hamila, a person could be sasa noichi al imro techa. That's the only way it could be. Because if you're a person that has orla talei, which means you're running after your tavot, it can't be. How could you enjoy a toisus? There's no that. What's toisus? What is it? You know how many times people ask me, look, and I see you enjoy so much when you say the shir. What do you enjoy? I don't know. I can tell you what I enjoy. Why do you enjoy ice cream? You know why I enjoy ice cream? Not you. Why does the guy enjoy a steak? I don't know. Do I know? Terrence says, because that's his mahut. I don't know. He enjoys it. Later. It's not really up for this guy. I'm not saying much, and you want to know more, and I can't do more, right? Not because the people that are here. Okay, I'm not saying with the guy. I'm saying not with the guy. And Sasan is tremendous. Call Mitzvah Shemekayim and the Sasan. It's mashma from the Gemara that it was unbelievable. The Gemara's mashma that it's called Mitzvah the opposite. So I'm not working with the guy right now. Posh pshat in the Gemara. Posh in the Gemara is Sasan means that the Yudin kiblu zeh besasa. Okay. Lefi zeh, I understand the pshat in the pasuk. Sasa noichi alim rasecha. Why do you have to have a mashal of kimaitzei shalal rav? And the Teretz is, he's trying to say, im rasecha lafuke oilam hazeh. That's what I'm teaching you. Sasa noichi alim rasecha kachi darkishol Torah without oilam hazeh. He's trying to say, I don't need oilam hazeh. Your Torah itself brings me simcha. Your kiyam hamitzvahs bring me simcha. As if kemaitzei shal, which means the tachlif of oilam hazeh to me is this. He's not giving you a mashal. How great is his simcha? He's not trying to say the measurement of the simcha. He's trying to say the tachlif. You know, to me, sasa al yidei amila. You know what brings me happiness? Not moitzei shal rav, which brings the whole world happiness. Imrasecha brings me happiness. kimaytze shol rov mash adam shayach lo lamazeh. Has the what's his big? He won the lottery. I win the lottery every time I see a toy. Yeah, like no, Fakan, he meant to say like someone, like a guy. A guy kimaytze shol rov. He has his sipuk achayim. This is my sipuk achayim. This is my sipuk. Kimaitzeh, like the guy who's mighty shalra, what makes him, what is the happiest day in his life? Won the lottery. What's the happiest day in his life? He finished us. He was Mekayim Sukkis with all the mitzvahs. That's what makes the happy. But how does that happen? Al yidei hamila sasa noichalim rasecha zu hamila. Now I'm going to tell you, give all the pshat according to this. His aleich lefonai veyei samim. What does heyei samim mean? What does it mean? Mean to be tamim like a tam. Some say that, by the way, like Yaakov Avinu tam. Don't ask. In other words, some want to say be a tam pirush. Ani omer lecha lachtoch. Cut. Yes, postira. What? Bichovel batzmecha. Eitamim. Some say it that way. It's cute. Some shame. Rashi says a little different. Hey, eitamim. Says Rashi. Avze tivu achet tivu. Hey, sholem. Bichol nisyonosai. Bisholem. Hey, eitamim. Not only in this meal, on everything. Finish the test. Ani mitzavelecha. Okay. Well, if he met Rasha, Yisalach Lefonai b'mitzvah Mila. U'badover hazeh tiyatamim. Shekol zman sha'or lebecha ata balmum lefonai. Kol zman sha'or lebecha ata balmum. Say, yay, tamim means complete yourself because you're a balmum. You're a balmum. The Mefarshim explain, you have to understand, by cutting yourself, you should be a balmum. And the answer is no. If you don't cut yourself, you're a balmum. If you don't take off the Arlas Halev, you're a balmum. My real disc in the Mefarshim speak like this. Say, yay, Tamim, al takshov, shal yideza at a balmum. Chotechet chelik me'atmari, cut your finger off. No, adirab, achshav at a balmum. Say, yay, Tamim, imachit. If you take off, you will be a tamim. You don't take off, you'll be a balmum. Not now, please. This is how Rashi learns Heye Tamim. Sipurna. Heye Tamim. You hear? Shh. Listen to what Tamim is. Heye Tamim says the Sipurna. Oh. Uknei Hashleimus. Tamim doesn't mean physical, but it means shleimus of Adam. You hear? Haseichel, haskel, v'yadoyoisi, v'yadir darki, v'yadir. Knowledge. Complete yourself. A person is an idiot. A person can live his whole life an idiot. Mila helps that what? Haskel, v'yadoyoisi. And he becomes what? Enosh. Shleimus Adam. Complete yourself. The Rambam in Meir Nevuchim, learns in Midos. Heyei Tamim al yidei the Mila. A person becomes Shalim in Midos. What does he mean? Because if not, he runs after the Taiva and the Kina and the Kavod Arla Talev, like I told you before. The Rambam Meir Nevuchim. So we have here now four pshatim of Heyei Tamim. Shot number one, the Yei Tamim, Al Tachshav Cheshbonot, Taset HaMitzvot, and fulfill the tests I give you. Yei Tamim, be Tamim, Al Tisapek Bi, don't have Svekot in me. Rashi learns, the Yei Tamim, because you're Balmum without the Mila. Tashalem et Atzmecha, the Balmum. The way you are now, you're Balmum. Cutting off fingers make you balmum, but not cutting off your arla. Cutting off your arla makes you adrab, a shalim. That's how Rashi and the Mefarshim explain Rashi. Okay. Sipurna learns it has to do with dat. person, as a nobody, whatever. But he pitched the ball and he threw the ball, and he hit the ball and he pitched the ball, and he threw it and he pitched it and he hit it, and he hit it and he pitched it. How many times can you say the same thing over again? And he swung and he hit it and he pitched it, and he pitched and he swung and he hit it. Okay, so that's what Adam is all about. And the answer is, Tashlim et atzmecha, b'yidia, b'heskel. K'nei ha-shleimus ha-ef sh'lemin ha-anushi ha-skel v'yodoti b'yidia ha-tarki. This is the Sipporah. The Rambam and Marina Vulchan learns it has to do with midas. Like I explained to you, Arlas Halev. Take away the Kina. How do you get rid of Kina and Taila? And the Teretz is take off the Arla Taguf, and like this, you have off the Arla Talev. I'm going to say a new Pshat in Hayetam. Pshat Chadash. ואני בונה את היסודות שלי על דברי אברבנל. If you look at that Barbanel, it's possible that this is what he means. You know, a person, I explained to you, if he runs after the taivis, is never fulfilled. Tamid chaser lo. He's always missing something. He's never satisfied. He's not in peace with himself. He's missing. Person who doesn't run after his tithes. He takes the Brit Milah and he makes it, Arla Talev, he takes off. He finds fulfillment. Shleimus. Peace within himself. Heye Tamim. Complete. A person is b'etzem complete. You know how he ruins himself? The minute he starts being seeking and searching for exterior ta'anugim and shleimus. I need this. So it comes out that I'm not shulling till I get this. L'mashal. Adam kam b'bokeh v'chashev la'atzmo. I need $500,000. I need it. You know what he thinks to himself in the back of his mind? Ani lo shalem. I'm not complete without my $500,000. I don't have a house. I don't have this. I don't have a job. I don't have that. I don't have. So Kozmai, he doesn't have his exterior. Exterior. Give me a good word, Rabbi, in English. Exterior. What? You know what I'm talking about! Not extra. Not a satisfaction. It's more than a satisfaction. Fulfillment. Exterior fulfillment. Chaselo. He's not in peace with himself. Yeah? Huh? Not in peace. I need. And because I need, I'm not a chashuv person. I don't have a job. I don't have a house. Someone once told me from Victor Miller, nice rayon. Notice that there's no such a thing anymore, especially in America, a person just sitting doing nothing.
You can't.
Why not? Just sit there. No, I'm saying by himself. La Shevet, Lid Boded. Do you know that there was a whole Avodas Hamusa years ago called his Bidens? They still do it. You should know they do it, and most of them that do it, not necessarily healthy. They're good ones. They're tzaddik. I'm not saying I'm told. Not necessarily comes from healthy people, healthy thinking. We can't do his brother do today. Can't do it. It's not boring. It's the pshat is Adam lo yachol without exterior motivation to do anything. Without exterior motivation, we can't do anything. We need the exterior because a person not shalem ba'atzmo. I heard this b'shem of Victor Miller, and I thought it was a brilliant thing. We need a television and a book and a. You need exterior fulfillment. Otherwise, we can't exist. Well, how come a person can't just sit? be himself. We lack the shleimut because we're always chaser. We're convinced we need exterior to make us happy. You know where it comes from? The sharishav is tight. Because we trained ourselves that it's only the exterior things that we achieve in this world that will bring us happiness. So we're always waiting for an exterior. You know how many people think to themselves they're nothing till they get a nice smile from a Rebbe or a... I was thinking about, what do you need? You need that the Rebbe should smile, you need to know you're a chashuv person or a good person. What do you care? It's so deep in who we are. Pile play. No? No, you don't agree with it? No, but it's pile play. Hey, a guy, he didn't smile. So what? That's his problem. What do you want from him? Who cares? What does that do to you? You consider yourself depending on how much he's ma'arichi. That's external attention. It's interesting. A person cannot be shalem be'atzmo. It's an unbelievable thing. A person
connection with Mila.
I'm trying to explain to you the idea of Brit Mila is to be Mesa Arla Talev. You don't have the type. I mean, of course, we're not keeping Ois Bris Kodesh. That's part of the problem. We don't shomer et abrit properly. And if you're not shomer et abrit, the Brit doesn't have its effect. It's wearing off, the idea of the Brit. But the Yisod of Brit is Arla Talev, and therefore, once I take away Arla Talev, I'm happy. I'm content. I don't need to be from exterior to be given the motivation. I don't need all this. Fulfillment, it comes from within himself. I'm going to read you the Abarba now. Bal yachshov adam. A person should not think. Shim yachto yachtas mipsori shenoylad imoy yechas. You shouldn't think that if you cut off a piece of your body, you'll be missing. No. Balmum. You're not a balmum. Why? Ki ein ashleimut ha'anushis. Listen carefully. Ki ein ashleimut ha'anushis niknis. Elo ba'asiyas. Betzon Hashem. Ela basiyas ratzon Hashem. You hear? Ein hashleimus ha anushis. Niknis. Ela
anushis
ratzon Hashem. Shleimus. Pile klai. You hear? You're doing what Hashem wants. So I'm just explaining to you. Shleimus. What is shleimus? Shleimus is when a person takes away the tava, he doesn't need to be a person depending on what his taivas are. Ratzon Hashem makes him happy, gives him shleimus. He gives him sibuk. Gives him sibuk. He gives him content with his matzah of who he is. Now let's go a little further. Lefi zeh, I want to explain the Brit of Eretz Yisrael. It says, Rashi, that you get Eretz Yisrael? No, I haven't. And he gets Eretz Yisrael. What do you get Eretz Yisrael for? Because of Brit Mila, Rashi, right? What's the Kshay? So we ask, what's the connection? You know what Eretz Yisrael is? Yisrael is beautiful and it's wonderful and it's... What's so beautiful and wonderful? You know, if you want to have beauty, physical beauty, the Alps are nice.
The where?
Hawaii. Who said Hawaii? You said Hawaii. Said Hawaii. No, it's interesting. Yeah, you have a chalom to go to Hawaii. I don't know what's in Hawaii. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Hawaii, they say, is beautiful. Okay, go whatever. California, what'd you say? New York City? What's
Hawaii,
New
Hawaii.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tashkent. Okay, now. Whatever it is, it's beautiful, okay? Tell me, delicious food, and it's all. So what is that? It's all so beautiful. What's so beautiful? And you know what the answer is? I'm not. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. If you're looking for other things than Taivas Olam Hazeh, the Taivas Olam Hazeh is not that beautiful. If you're looking for a good time, that's not what's so beautiful about Eretz Yisrael. You know, I once told this to you. Chazal tell us that all these things that Eretz Yisrael is so fantastic, it's all about Shiurei Torah. Chita and Sa'ira and Kazayis and Zeishem and it's the Kazaysim and the Kabaitsim and then Rimain and it's all the Shi'urei Torah.
What's the pshat? It's not the fruit. It's the Torah that goes behind the fruit. That's the shevach of Peiros Eretz Yisrael. So ruch niyistika. A guy who's looking for California, race, for movie style, he's not going to have enjoyment from Eretz Yisrael's beauty. It's not what it is. Not for him. So how does someone be Meirish Eretz Yisrael? Huh?
Yisurim.
Mila. You know how Eretz Yisrael becomes, how does Eretz Yisrael become beautiful? How does Eretz Yisrael become Eretz HaTzvi? And you know what the answer is? Mila. That's the pshat. Al Yidei Mitzvah Zu. I'm going to show you something interesting. You ready? Mm-hmm. What does it mean, Meirish? Rashi used the Lashon of Meirish, yeah? You saw the Lashon of Rashi? Al Yidei Mitzvah Zu. Rashi says it in a funny way. Does Rashi say you get Eretz Yisrael because of it? Or does Rashi use the words? Does Rashi... Where? Not here. Here. Does Rashi use the words? Here. The etna brisi lohirisha lechali ubrisa aritz lohirisha lechali day mitzvah. Just say ali bischus milo you get Eretz Yisrael. What's lohirisha lechali ali day mitzvah? And I want you to know something. I saw Rav Shteiman in his sefer makes the diuk that in Masechtas Kedushin. The Gemara brings a whole bunch of mitzvahs that b'schus this mitzvah were nichnas l'Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Kedushin, Taflam Mitzayin, the Gemara says, and b'schus all these mitzvahs, we come into Eretz Yisrael. So he asks the question, it says nichnas, and in Rashi it says, Moirish. Oto davar, says Rav Shteiman. It's probably the same thing. Don't make the, in other words, the deek is not such a, same thing. Nichnas and Yairish is the same thing. I want to say this. I'm going to say there's one thing to be nichnas, that you got Eretz Yisrael in this chus. But how you lo yirisha lecha al yidei mitzvah. A guy comes into Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have anything from it. What does he have from it? Lo yirisha lecha, to make it that it should be a Yerusha to you. How is someone kind Eretz Yisrael? Eretz is al yidei mitzvah. That's the pshat. There's a schus sometimes, lichnas, that you get it, you go to Eretz Yisrael. And then there's a time when it's what? L'hayrisha l'cha. Halidei mitzvah. We may rish it to you. How does it become your kinyan? How does it become yours to give it to your children and that you should want to stay there? That's only halidei mitzvah. Because if you don't have milah, you don't have... If you're looking for orlas halei, you're not going to last long over there. Who's going to last over there that long? I want to tell you further. What's the beginning of that Rashi? Rashi says, V'etna ez brisi, bris shel ahava, bris of love. What's the bris of love? You know what it is? So I saw again, Rav Shteiman in the Sefer says, bris shel ahava is the same thing as bris ha'aretz. That's supposed to be read together. Zoto davar. That's how he learns. The etna brisi. What is brisi? Brisha lahava. Mahava. What? Ahava. What? Haaretz. Ubrit haaretz. But it says ubrit haaretz, no? Mashmas two things. Surprise. Surprise. A gadol. Such a... Bemet. Ubaod daikan bipshat. Mashmas two things, no? So what's the Brit Ahava? I wanted to say the Brit Ahava could be La'avatchal tasimi men alo. I mean, there's a special Brit Hashem will always love us. No matter what we do. No matter what. I love you anyway. That's the way it is. Unconditional love. And that's the Brit Mila. Yeah? Ve'etna lecha Brit Ahava! Unconditional. It's a special Brit. La'avatchal tasimi. Maybe. I Dilma, maybe we could say Givaldige Vort. There's a Brit Ahava, and it is Kashur to Brit Ha'aretz, because Bemis Rashi brings it together. And Rav Shteiman says, so it has to have some connections. He wanted to say it's all one thing. I'll tell you maybe what he means, or if he doesn't mean this, maybe it's what Rashi means, I'll call upon him. You know,
a person is happily married, yeah? In order for him to be happily married, yeah? Everybody's looking at me, who's happily married? I'm looking around, I'm saying, everybody's looking at me. What did he just say? Is that the faces everybody's making? Oh, you mean because of the time is 2 hours? Huh? Why is everybody making faces? If someone is happily married, do you think he's happily married because his wife buys him gifts? No. You think his wife, you're happy because his wife this or his wife? No. He's happily married because he connects to his wife, and therefore the time he spends with her and the fact that he's with her, that makes him happy, right? So what's making him happy exactly?
The enjoyment,
the completion, the ahava. It's the fact that you love this person, so the spending the time with this person makes it enjoyable. Otherwise, I mean, what's enjoyable? What? You spend time, so what? Spend time with the guy next door, you'd say, you wouldn't sit for 2 minutes. So your happiness is not dependent on what? On anything more than just a hava. The Brit Ahava is what makes Eretz Yisrael so beautiful. That is Brit Arif. Yeah? I hold this Emet Lamita. I hold this Emes Lamita. You hear the Rashi? The Brit Ahava is, why is a Jew happy to be in Eretz Yisrael? What does he have? What? Spending time with the Eibishter. You know, I want to show you something. Lech Lecha, the beginning of this week's parsha here. I teach the beginning of this week's parsha. Lech Lecha, the Eretz Yisrael, El Aretz. What is Aretz Asher Yakov? Does anybody know what it means? So Rashi says, one day I'll show you and you'll know. And then, Litin Lo Yitzchad Psyus. Where are you going?
1 minute.
What did he just say?
1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute. He's going for 1 minute? So I want to show you a Sipurna. Yeah, listen to the Sipurna. You know what the Sipurna says? Asher Areka, that the land itself is a land that you could see Hashem in. You hear? El Aretz, Asher Areka, I will show myself in that land to you. That's this land. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Shiroim Shamet Hashem. You ever walk the streets of Manhattan? Did I ever walk the streets? That's unfortunate.
I didn't.
But with the streets that I walked down in Eretz Yisrael, I saw Hashem. I don't know. Who said? You were there? You were there?
You saw Hashem in Israel.
Yes, I did. Of course I saw. And the truth is, if there would be no Arla Talev, you'd see more. Now, what am I trying to bring out? I'm trying to bring out this Yisod. Eretz Yisrael. What is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is Eretz. That is all about Hashem, seeing Hashem, being with Hashem. And that's the Ahava. Therefore, the Mila, which takes away the Arlas Haleis, then you can be in Eretz Yisrael, and then you can enjoy Eretz Yisrael, and then you can feel Eretz Yisrael, and then that's shot in the Brit. With this, I want to explain to you a givaldig a piece. You know, for you guys, it's good stuff, because, you know, it's called Ben Ish Chai, right? The Sefer is called, how you guys live, the Ben Ish Chai, the Ben Ish Chai, the Ben Ish Chai, okay. Do you know what Ben Ish Chai means? Anybody know what it means? The son of a live man. You're the son of a dead man? I didn't know that. Do you know anybody who's the son of a dead man? Maybe it's that. I mean, Christianity works that way, Abyssal. No? That there's a son of another? What? No, what does Ben Ish Chai mean? That he was once alive? You mean Lafuki? What? Oh! So the Shem Yishmuel brings down the pasuk. He says like this. Tzadikim v'chayeyem, b'tzadikim kruim chayim, they're called chayim. Like it says, u'bin yov ben yoyoda ben ish chay. Pasuk. Based on this pasuk, that's where ben ish chay comes from. He's the son of a live man. What does it mean? It means chay, tzadik, he's alive. I want to tell you more. How does someone become a tzadik? Huh? I mean, how someone... There's a pasuk. Ma'amech... Kulam tzadikim. Amechum said, is that true? Oy vey. Everybody's a tzaddik. So where are all the, you know, I'll tell you two stories. When my grandfather was Isaac, my grandfather's a Chayin Levracha, was Isaac and getting visas for the Bnei Yeshiva that were there. Not only the Yeshiva, the Jews that survived the war. So he went to, Dean Hutchison was the Secretary of State. He went to Washington, my grandfather. And Dean Hutchison asked him the following question. How did they get visas? They claimed that they were abundant. Right? They were rabbis. They got special visas to come as rabbis. So he asked, how could it be that Hitler killed out all the rabbis, all the regular people, and left all the rabbis? It's only rabbis are left. Okay? So they're rabbis. But it means there's no regular people, there's no laymen, nobody, only rabbis survived the war. My grandfather looked to Shemayim and he said, Rabbi Shalom, I have to answer. It's dangerous. The Dean Hutchison, the Secretary of State, we have to give a good answer. Hashem Mane Lashon, give me what to answer. So you know what he answered him? He answered him the following. Our schooling system is the same as your schooling system here in America. Every child has to go through preschool and regular school, primary school and high school. Once he finishes high school and he gets his diploma, then he could become a shoemaker. But first he has to have a basic training, high school diploma, right? He has to go to college, but high school diploma. We have the same thing, rabbinic school. Every person has to go through till the end of rabbinic school. So first you become a rabbi, and then you can become a shoemaker. But first everybody's a rabbi. He liked it. He says a good, you know, it was a good. That's why everybody's a rabbi, because every Jew's a rabbi. So maybe Amech Kulam Tzadikim. Dean Hutchison's question. Everybody's a tzaddik. So he brings down that the Pashi brings from the Rishonim. He says that the Pshat is Shomrei HaBris. Since they have a bris, they're a tzaddik. Because bris and tzaddik go together. So it comes out that a Jew is called a tzaddik because he has a brit. Amech kolom tzaddikim. And tzaddikim akurim chayim. What's the pshat? I want to explain. You'll see what I'm saying. It's kevaldik. What's chayim? You think chayim is to run after the taiva say lamaz? You never have to. They commit suicide with that. That chayim leads to suicide. Yeah?
They want to be like God. That's
chayim. Which is real chayim? Tzaddik. Amech kulam tzadikim. That's Ben Ish Chai. Yeah? That's Ben Ish Chai. Tzadik. Mila. With this, I want to explain to you another Nakuda. Tacha asa sheloi vadito asa shem alikecha. Bisimcha uvituv leivav. How can you have a tain on a guy? Not happy. What do you want? The Mefarshim asks this kasha. Shem Shmuel speaks about it in a few places. Tachas in Parshas Kisavai, Dvarim Chavches. Oh, tremendous tochacha, because you weren't even Hashem b'simcha. You know what the teretz is? If you be b'shoimer habris, if you would keep the mitzvahs, there is no way you wouldn't be happy. It's a siman that you're not doing. You're not happy, it's probably something wrong. You're not doing what you have to be doing. Try it. Learn and you'll see. You're not happy. Most people are very happy when they learn. And if you're not happy, you gotta be baidik. What's going on? Yeah, because it's sasa noichi alimra. So you have a brisila and you mekayim the mitzvahs and you're shomer. You know, it's interesting. Taipa speaks Barichas in many of his letters that people who are depressed, the first thing he would ask them, Shoyim Abris, are you being makbid on Sheikh Lazar Lamatal? And what's the Eitza? The Eitza, sit and learn. We'll see what we're saying, everything is Mushaf. Sasa Naichi Alim Masecha. How does a person happy on Torah? It's because of the Mila. If you're not showing me the Mila, then you don't have the Avtacha of Sosa Meichi, Alim Rasah. You get depressed! I told you all a few weeks ago a story from Shmuel Birnbaum. Cancer, sick. The doctor started asking me if he has suffers from depression, because he wants to know what the medications. So he didn't know what it was. He turns to his daughter and he says to him, what is depression? What is it? So the daughter started explaining to him, depression, whatever. She goes, this is not for me. This is a love issue. It's not for me. You know why? Learning Torah, Yayman Velayla. These people don't get depressed. He once told me, Reb Shmuel Berger, that the way they survived Shanghai, people think they survived Shanghai. There was nothing there. People were dying from hunger in Shanghai.
Chinese.
In Shanghai, how did they survive? He said, only on Torah. Sas Anoichi Alim Rosech. So if you Kayim Shmiras Habris, Mekayim, Orla Salev, you're chaytich to Orla Salev, you don't run after the Taivis, Mamela, you'll be happy if you learn that. That's what it says. And if it's Ashaloy Avadus, Hashem Ali Kecha, the Simcha, the Tulevav, so then we have to worry what's going on beyond that. That's where the Taichach comes from. It's not Lefiani has died. This is the Teretz I want to say. With this, I want to end off with the following beautiful Vart, okay? And then we'll give a little Musr. And then we'll send you off for another week. I did my part this week. Beautiful. Such a beautiful shir today. Could you give me the Kisvei Abba Mori, the one on Shas? The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch brings down that there's a minig by a bris mila that you should have a suda with a minion, with 10 people. Yeah? Ramah. And the question is, why do you need 10 people? We just had this, right? Remember the bris mila, we try to get you 10 people. What's wrong with there's no 10 people? So where does the Indian of the Suda by the Bris come from? So my grandfather, a mechaber reisim in hay, okay. Heicha the efsha adin lamila basar, that the mila, the mechaber, the Meram Beis Yosef says that the mila has to be basara. The Ramah in Seif Yud Bey says lakachas minyan l'sudas mila, that even the Suda should have 10 people, not only the Bris should have 10 people. But the Ramah is in Reish Samachay that even the Seuda. Why? So he brings from the Hagoyis Minhagim Minhagim Ari Tichna Mishum Shatinik Yotzmi Beis Asura. The child is considered as if he went out of a jail. Vitzorik Lahoyd Zubni Asura. So therefore he has to say Hoda'a in front of 10 people. Yeah? Goimul. It's like a Goimul. And that's why we say by the thing, why do we say Hoidul Hashem Kitay? Birchas Haida for the child. Yeah, Moirdik. Birchas Haida for the child, because he has to bench Haida, because he was Yatsubi based on Surin. He went out of a jail, his mother's stomach. I know children that say, I first went into jail now. They tie their parents and so. Okay. See, my grandfather asked, what kind of a base asurim is to be in the mother's stomach? Hey, Tomat, the Gemara says, Kitoiv, Yarchit Leida, the Gemara says, in Nida Daflamid, the Ein Lecha Yom Shal Mashari B'Toiva, it's the best days of a guy's life. Could you imagine, guys, my best days of my life is my mother's stomach? The Gemara says that.
Yeah, but
even without that, he's getting free food, there's no Daigis, he doesn't have to worry about his brothers beating him up, right? You're having a great time! How many people would love, they wish that. Some people wish they could still be in their mother's stomach. So some people, they should have had to stay there. Now, I'll upon him, you hear? I'll go upon him! So how can you come and say, Yatsumi Beisasur? Listen to what my grandfather answers. Ah, such good stuff. He says, Avadi, it's very geschmack in the mother's stomach. What kind of a life is that? What? Eating and drinking and what are you talking about? There's no bechira. There's no mitzvahs. No mitzvahs. What kind of chayim is that? Ach poshit amnum kain. It's true that for the gashmiest there's no better time than the mother's stomach. He has everything. Ach da'oka. But lamaseh kisech seleh bechira. There's no point of life. What's the point of life? What, it's time to eat and drink. I told you over that Reb Yisrael Salanta used to say, I wasn't born for eating tzimis. You know what tzimis is? Same as the carrots with the sugar, you know, with the Ashkenazim eats, okay? So I guess if Rabbi Sol, when I was a Bukhain, he would say this, I wasn't born to eat osh palom. Okay. Would be the same way, the same idea, okay? Because if I say tzimis, you won't remember it. Like this, you remember that Rabbi Sol Salant, but when you go in front of Ashkenazim, don't say that Rabbi Sol Salant said that, look like you're crazy. Rabbi Sol Salant said, I wasn't born to eat osh palov. What do you osh palov? What do you wouldn't know what you're talking about? So you say tzimis, but when you go home, you could say osh palov. Okay? I translate linear translation to Sfarad. Okay? Point being, you weren't born to enjoy your mother's stomach, the food that comes from your mother. There's a lie. So I want to be moistened. But wait a minute. So then the Haidah should be not by the Bris Milah. The Haidah should be before. Should be by the lake. I don't understand. I'm not answering. And the Teretz is Rabbi say, go, kishmak. Avada, you're born, you have b'chira. But what's the Chayim? By the Bris Milah. We're talking about the chayim of a Jew, tzaddikim, amir kum, tzaddikim, real life. Your meiser orla talev, then you live. That's called life. Not having is having. Haroi tzalachyos. The Mishnah says, if you want to live, yomitatsmi, kill yourself. Huh? Sounds like the
it sounds like the thought of a
guy. That makes sense. You're contradicting yourself. You want to live, kill yourself. So the truth is, they should take a try. It might work for them. Or maybe Haraitzel Lachis, if you want others to live, Yom Misatz, you should kill yourself. Maybe by the Muslims it would work that way. For others to live, you have to get it and be perished. But Al Kapanim, getting back to what we're saying, Haraitzel Lachis, Yom Misatz, why Rumain? Because true life is not by running after Oilam Hazah. No. That's not what it is. What does it come from? Torah and mitzvahs and shmiras, Torah and mitzvahs. Haraitzalach, you want to live, yomis. The Bris Milah is a yomis. He's cutting a piece of himself away. He cuts a piece of himself away. And he's cutting his arm out of leg. It's a lesson in a person's life. Be memayit betanugim. You memayit betanugim. Now your life. Now you yotzmi beis hasurim. You know, the biggest beis hasurim is the taivis. You're stuck in the base of surim of your own mind, of your own Yetzihara. You know who the warden? Who's the biggest warden in the world? You know what a warden is? Shomer HaBet HaSurim. Who's the biggest Shomer HaBet HaSurim? You know who it is? Yetzihara. Your Yetzihara is the biggest warden in the world.
It says that right?
Yeah, it says it right over here in my mind, right here. Look here. Davar Shel Seichel. You don't know that? The person who doesn't let anybody do anything is the Yetzihara. Man is Yetzihara is his worst enemy. Yeah? Worst enemy. This is the pshat. Life. You know when life starts? Amech kum tzadikim kruim chayim starts by the Bris Milah. So the Birchas Hayda starts by the Bris Milah. That's what I want to add to the beautiful words of my grandfather. Beautiful, beautiful deher. That's Yatsumi Beis Asurim. How did he leave the jail, the mother's stomach? So he should, because there's no point of life by eating and drinking, it's to be Bechira. But that started before the 8 days. So say the Hoyt Lashem Kita. No, it starts with the Bris. Real life starts with the Bris.
He's not complete.
That's okay. They ate Tomim. You're still having raw, you're raw Tivus. You're complete when? By the Bris Milo. Let's go back now to answer the two separate questions. I asked you, what's the pshat in the Rambam? Shakai, you hear? What is Shakai? Shakai is she'ein tzarek b'metzius mashenimtzu. He doesn't need what's around. V'loy b'kiyin metziusai l'zulas. He doesn't have to come onto external things to exist. Avol metziutai taspik. It's enough fulfillment v'atzma for itself. Tell me, isn't that everything I said about a yid?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Is that mamish? It's unbelievable. These four words in the Rambam. Everything I said today for the past 2 hours. So everything it's exactly what I said for the past 2 hours. Eliezer, isn't that exactly what I said for the past 2 hours? Here, let's read it again. Kolaima says the Ramban b'shem the Ram Mayur Nevuchin she'ein etzar b'metzius ma'ashenimta. V'loy b'kiyum mitziutai. Yeah. So, and he doesn't need mashinah. He doesn't need anything around him to exist. He doesn't need for his kiyum lizulase for external. He doesn't. Abu Mitziutai, Taspik Ba'atzma. Rabbeinu Bechai is teaching us. Shakai is Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael could contain itself because it's Ruchni. Am Yisrael is Chelek Eloika Mimal. Every Yid is a Chelek Eloika. There's Shakai in every Jew that is self contained on the Ruchni itself. And I end with a beautiful story. If you look at that Dhamma, the Beis Aaron, my great-grandfather, he wrote a letter to my grandfather in the concentration camps. And the letter is printed. He writes that, I'm sure you're worried about my physical matzah, the condition. He says, don't worry. I didn't miss one hanhaga toiva that I did all my life. Learning and davening, it's all the same. Ah, you'll ask, how? How? Mipsari echze, from my flesh I see. A person needs no external. He can live internally on Ruchnis alone. No? No? Chelek Eloi Kamimal. A Jew has this koach. Sheyesh lo elokut. He has a lokut in him. That what? That he's able to self-contain, to be misupak, sipuk hanefesh, fulfilled, happy with himself. But what? The time was, I want. The minute you start wanting, see, you're not who you... Who won? You don't want. You're Yetzirah won. Now I understand, Rabbi Sai. Kol mitzvah shekibul ala besimcha. I asked you, why were they mekabel mila besimcha? The terraces, because that is simcha. That's the greatest simcha, Rabbi. The greatest simcha. The greatest simcha. You know what the greatest simcha is? The greatest simcha is self-containment of who you are, that you're a Yehudi. It's greatest simcha. Simcha. Or to destroy. Haroi tzalachi is yom yisatzi. Chayim. Bris milah is about life. It's about living, it's about understanding what life is all about. And Simcha Sachaim comes by the Bris Milah. Happiness. I took away Orla Saleh. I'm not running after the title. Torah is a diamond dog. Walk into any Bismarck and learn. It's Gevaldik. Who needs you? You have to search it. What does it say? Torah Menech the Karen's office. Call me Sharai. It's a lethal Yavavita. It's free. Free. It's free. Take it. Sipuk HaChaim, Oishr HaChaim. This is Mila, and this is Sasain Zumila. This is what it says also. Lehudim Haisa Oira, Simcha, Vesasai, Bikar. Okay? Lehudim Haisa Oira, what is Oira? Sasai, and Yikar. What is this three things? Why these three things? No? Why these three things? Ot, yeah? The simcha, who the most oira, the simcha is through taira, oira, the light, the happiness. Zaliday, the kesher with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Kesher of the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Who the most oira, the simcha, the sasa, and the yikar. All the ot, which means happy, true happiness. Yeah, they were saved from Haman. Yeah. But what was really happiness? You know what the real happiness was, Ruvain? Taira was teaching us. Oira, the simcha, the sasin, the kar, taira, the mila, tefillin, right? Shtei tachim patim. Taira, tefillin, mezuzah, mila, shtei tach klar, mila. Yeah? Because this is the true simcha. When a person is doing what he really has to do, what he needs to do. So remember, you want simcha? Simcha is do what you have to do. When you have to do it, the way you have to do it, you'll have simcha. That's the sipuk. That's the inyan of Bris Milah. Let's talk about zoicha. Yay, Tamim! Some Rishayim say to Tzivui, you should be Tamim. So let's continue being fulfilled. Fulfilled! Fulfillment in the Torah and the mitzvahs and kingdom.
Exactly. Somebody married with goy. Is it a Jew? Is it a Jew?